Well, hello there, Eco Heroes. I hope you enjoyed the previous two episodes where I chatted biodiversity and climate change with Professor Bill Lawrence from James Cook University. Discussing the big issues always helps to reignite our passion and remind us just why we're on this journey together. But I also realise that hearing the big issues can throw some of us into overwhelm. So today, I want to share with you my thoughts on conservation and the four key areas we need to consider when striving to live more sustainably. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Alrighty, so it's my hope and intention that sharing the four C's of conservation will help bring you back to the basics just during those times when you might feel a little overwhelmed on your eco journey. Okay, so the first C of conservation is connection, and more specifically, connection to nature. Now, those of us who have a strong connection to nature are more likely to value and respect our natural environment. We're also more likely to speak up and be an advocate for its protection. But also, having a strong connection to nature is a win-win for the environment and you. From improving your mood to strengthening your immunity, the list of benefits for our own physical and mental well-being when we spend more time unplugged in the great outdoors is vast. So, get outdoors on a regular basis and deepen your connection with Mother Earth. Cultivate a bee-friendly garden, join your local land care or conservation volunteers group, or just take a regular stroll through your local forest or national park and, I guess, picking up some of that loose rubbish that you find along the way. And of course, if you have children, please make an effort to get them outdoors as much as you possibly can to foster their connection to nature and improve their well-being as well. Okay, the second C of conservation is consumption. And not surprisingly, the root cause of almost all environmental degradation is greed. And put simply, greed drives our rising levels of consumption. The consumption culture in modern society is really rife, and it sadly is the norm to just buy new stuff, buy cheap stuff that doesn't last, or just buy and buy stuff because, well, who knows why? To make us feel successful, to show off to our friends, to fill a void in our lives, or perhaps just because it's expected, it's the norm. I guess it doesn't help that the media and government encourage us to keep spending to keep the economy going. But we do need to remember that every single item we buy has an environmental footprint. Every item we purchase has used natural resources like oil, water, and energy in its production and transportation to market. And at the end of its life cycle, resources are again used to dispose, recycle, or repurpose the item. The age of the conscious consumer is now, and if you're not one already, become one. I'm not saying not to buy anything new ever again. Just buy less, buy better quality from ethical producers, and look after your belongings so they last. Okay, the third C of conservation is compassion. Where greed is the root cause of most environmental degradation, compassion is at the heart of conservation. Obviously, this is compassion for our wildlife and natural resources, but it's compassion for ourselves too. While I believe being an advocate for the environment today is much easier than it was a few decades ago, people and governments are just that little bit more aware, thank goodness. But green is a way off of being mainstream, and it can often be hard to buck the trends of general society. For this reason, I urge you to show yourself compassion when you don't live up to your own expectations. Just remind yourself that every day is a new day, and for the best results, look back and see how far you've come, and look ahead to and focus on where you want to go. Sustainable living is indeed a journey, so be kind to yourself so you can enjoy the ride. And the fourth and final C of conservation is community. If you were trying to lose weight, what would you do? Would you go it alone and run the risk of your friends unintentionally sabotaging you with offers of biscuits and cake or wine and cheese nights? Or would you share what you're trying to do with them and hang out a little bit more with your friends who eat healthier and are inclined to meet you for a walk or a gym date rather than coffee and cake? Naturally, I think you'd find your tribe and hang out with them because that's where you'll have the best chance of success. So, if you're wanting to lead a more sustainable, healthier, and self-sufficient lifestyle, what will get you there faster? That's right, surrounding yourself with like-minded people on the same path, with many of them a few steps ahead of you, guiding and supporting you along the way. Community is such an important part of the conservation puzzle. Whether it's banding together with other like-minded people in your local community and swapping produce from your garden or championing local conservation projects, or maybe it might be joining an online community like my very own Self-Sufficiency in the Suburbs, the road to sustainability is much more fun when travelled with friends. So if you are indeed ready to be supported in your journey, I just wanted to let you know that doors will close to Self-Sufficiency in the Suburbs for indeed several months on Thursday the 2nd of February. I would love to have you on board, and I'd hate for you to miss out on this opportunity. It's a fantastic community. We've been having a lot of fun with our monthly self-sufficiency challenges and our live chats where, you know, you can chat face to face with me in the flesh, well, not actually in the flesh, over the computer screen once a month on the topic of the month that I set. And of course, you've got some fantastic training modules to guide you through becoming more self-sufficient as well. So you can just jump on board at selfsufficiencyinthesuburbs.com, and the link will be below in the show notes for this episode as well. But I would love to have you join us in Self-Sufficiency in the Suburbs so we can have that fantastic community to make it that much more fun, enjoyable, and easier in our quest to go out there and help make green mainstream. I'll catch you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofire Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.